hear this. The bitch came back.
You can't read this. That's what the sticker says. You can't read this.
Welcome to the Bunta Vista podcast. Here you are at a cocktail experience like no other. Put on your orange jumpsuit and immerse yourself at the bar behind bars, where the serving inmates are your bartenders, the guards are crooked, and you become the part of the story.
God,
that's right. You are at Alcotraz, Melbourne's newest cocktail experience.
God damn it.
Came up in my Instagram ad this week.
No.
More than just a themed bar, Alcotraz combines the very best of immersive theatre with a world-class cocktail experience. Get ready to be processed by the corrupt guards who will aid you in keeping your contraband liquor hidden from the prying eyes of the warden. As you immerse yourself in the cold walls of your metallic cell with your fellow inmates, the prison canteen convicts will serve up a range of cocktails specially tailored to your choice of smuggled liquor. But remember, you'll need to make sure that the warden doesn't catch you. Inspired by Hollywood's most iconic prison tales, Alcotraz is the world's first immersive prison-themed cocktail bar. Will you join the gang on the inside and help engineer a prison escape, or will you provide intel to the warden that could see the criminal empire crumble? With you at Alcotraz at your mate Dave's Bucks party is Ben. Now, Ben, how much did you expect to pay for Melbourne's premier prison-themed cocktail experience, keeping in mind that you must provide your own alcohol?
Oh, it's BYO?
Hey,
wow.
What?
It's BYO. You bring the bottle of liquor and you smuggle it in, and then the prison guys will make you a cocktail.
Hold on. So I get a night out with my best bud, Dave, and I get to put a bottle up my ass?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. Are they serving food as well? Is there
No, they don't serve any food at Alcotraz. There is no food available.
But it sounds like you're there for a long, like...
The experience goes for 1.5 to 2 hours.
Is there anything else for sale?
No. Oh, you can get... I think there's merch.
So I'm essentially paying corkage plus sort of like a ticket for the entertainment aspect of it. Which I guess, look, in the way things are now, the industry's tough. $35.
The tickets start at $63.
Yeah. Get fucked. That's this is real. Just a really this is a real thing that did come up on your Instagram.
I didn't make this up.
Fuck. There's these like a bunch of companies whose sole purpose is making pop-up alcohol experiences in like empty shop fronts or whatever that go for like a month. And as far as I can tell, they only exist to get written about by like broadsheet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like all of those sorts of places where it's
talked
like,
about
oh my
on
God.
One of Australia's most popular podcasts.
Yes. Yeah. This is free marketing for Alcotraz. But like they seemingly don't put any like thought or care or joy into them. They all seem like these real half-assed things that suck. Like, you know, that the Glasgow Wonka experience or whatever.
Mm.
It's like better than that enough that people wouldn't take photos of it and send it to the Daily Mail, but no one leaves being like, that was really fun. I had a really good time. That was really well thought out. That was
I would
great.
Go to that again.
Yeah.
Kind of create repeating business.
I can't wait to find out what Viral Pop-Up Co. does next, because I want to go to that as well. Alice in Wonderland themed cocktail / putt-putt bar
cool.
that goes for 3 weeks. One ticket, please.
With you also is Theo, who has already been caught by the prison warden for having a bottle of alcohol inside of his asshole and is about to be summarily executed. Theo, are you enjoying your experience at Alcotraz?
There's ups and downs. Little do they know, though, that was a decoy bottle. The second thing in my ass is a gun.
With me also is the prison warden. It's a 38-year-old aspiring actor whose acting credits include a KFC ad and a stint at Dracula's Theatre restaurant. Andrew, are you living the dream?
I am, and I'm taking this too seriously.
You are violent.
I have been warned by my supervisor 6 times this week for roughing up the customers a little too much. I keep saying the warden has to confiscate contraband and taking all the money out of people's wallets.
So what do you think happens? Like, you smuggle your alcohol in, and then like, what's the storyline that you're getting made a cocktail?
Well, so I've discovered, because I typed in Alcotraz into,
right, you found the original English Alcotraz.
Yeah, so if you type in Alcatraz, it auto completes to all of the other ones. Alcatraz London, Alcatraz Manchester, Alcatraz Bristol.
So it's not even an original Cardiff. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Alcatraz Cardiff pops off. I bet it goes crazy over there.
Yeah.
The one good one.
Welsh Alcatraz hits different.
Liverpool and Bristol. They've got six of them already. These ones look more like they're at least set up like a prison, which for some reason I kind of imagine that the Melbourne one won't be because it's on fucking Elizabeth Street. I don't know how much effort they're going to have put into kitting this out.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the FAQs for, and this is admittedly for the British Alcatraz. So imagine that you are British.
All right.
Everybody there?
All right.
Can we just walk in, or is it reservations only? Inmates within Alcatraz must be convicted in advance with a pre-purchase ticket.
Shut up.
Answer my fucking question.
How much liquor should I bring? As part of the Alcatraz experience, guests are required to bring their own liquor, which you will smuggle into the penitentiary. Please bring base spirits such as vodka, gin, rum, tequila, or whiskey. The bootlegging gang inside Alcatraz have found that a 35 centiliter bottle of spirit per two inmates or 70 centiliter bottle per four is the easiest to get past the warden. That's me, if you keep it track at home. So four
is
people
that 700
drinking
mils?
A, yeah, why are you saying it in centiliters,
what
you
is
fucking freaks?
Centiliter.
That's like what IKEA glasses always have their capacity like written on the bottom in centiliters.
Yes, Europe.
Is that just like a milliliter? Is that different?
It's 10 milliliters. So they're saying
it's like a millimeter versus a centimeter.
Oh, right. Like, gotcha.
Yeah. So they're saying, 700 mil bottle of spirits between four people. If coming in larger groups, please bring as few variations of spirit as possible within the group.
Hey, here's another idea. Why don't you have the alcohol?
Yeah, why don't you sell booze?
And we could play a little game saying, like, you're the guy that smuggled it in.
Yeah.
We paid you. Maybe we could go into, like, some sort of arrangement where we give you money to smuggle in liqueur and then give it to us.
Yeah, why don't I give like you a packet of cigarettes and then I get a bottle of booze.
Or we do like a Stanford prison situation.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the warden. You know, maybe you get to be the warden.
And I'm not going to be happy with the high quality liquor I'll be taking in there. I want your toilet Pruno. You know?
Yeah.
Make some toilet Pruno. Go all in.
Yeah, have an actual prison experience. Yeah, and you've got a gun.
Yeah, I'm racking it.
Yeah, and you have to choose between whether you join the Nation of Islam or the Aryan Nation.
Yeah.
See who's got like the better
cocktails.
I'm
being courted by both.
And prison, that's just funny stuff, you know? Yeah. That's funny stuff to me. Prison.
Yeah, it's super funny, prison, when I think about prison.
Now, Ben, this is great news for you, the man who has just paid twice as much for a ticket as he was hoping to.
Yeah.
All bitters, purees, juices, syrups, liqueurs, and other ingredients that go into making delicious cocktails are included within entry price, so please simply bring your own choice of liquor. Hey, you just bring the expensive part.
Yeah, hey, you just bring a bottle that costs like $80 and we'll take care of the rest once you've also given us $63.
More money. Yeah.
Yes. You pay $60 and then also pay that much again for a bottle of booze, but hey, we'll supply the orange juice.
We'll have the glasses.
Are they giving you like a measure for measure, like if you gave them half a spirits bottle for some reason? Are you getting exactly that amount of drinks back, or are they giving you two cocktails?
Taking it for later. Just taking it.
You're like, hey, can I have the rest of my bottle? Like,
this is sort of not how it works.
No, inmate, you're convicted.
Yeah, liquor's illegal. Get out. You're drunk and disorderly. Drunk and disorderly. I'm calling the police. Get out.
I've just been exposed to the idea of the worst experience I could have on a night out. Is there a minimum / maximum group size? There is no minimum group size. I mean, feel like zero is probably it.
Yeah.
Two is the minimum group size, because if it's one person, it's not a group.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a guy. Hello.
Does Alcatraz serve food? Due to bad behavior, guests will not be served food.
Is that really what it says?
That rules as well.
World building. They're really doing world building.
You're
going
to get better behavior from someone who's drinking and not eating.
Yeah. Just like a whole bunch of people with their blood sugars crashing and their BAC rocketing.
And we call the middle of that X the problem spot. Hey, if something absolutely heinous happened at Alcatraz due to people's crashing blood sugar levels and rising BACs, that'd make a pretty interesting headline, which we might explore in Headline News.
Once.
It's now harder to have a religious vision. Here's why.
Yeah, everyone has a fantastic work.
Yeah.
Because of the chemicals.
Secret vaults contain large fortune of Oklahoma's lost and forgotten treasures.
What? What are they got going on in what Oklahoma? What are you burying?
Oklahoma treasure? It feels like it'd be spiritually bad.
I think they buried some of their special grain.
What's that pounding sound? If you had listened, you'd know.
It's personal.
And lastly, have you ever seen a yellow lobster?
What's the tallest man you've ever seen?
And that concludes Headline News.
Hey, can I yeah. add a free-range Headline News entry?
Yeah, sure.
Plastic surgeon faces fine for jawbone towers.
Oh, I saw that. That was...
Oh, no.
I kind of agree that that man should be fined for just making something really unsettling in his lobby.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that.
Sorry, did he make a jawbone tower in the lobby?
He made two.
Two translucent towers filled with the discarded shards of jawbones that he had taken off in surgeries.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah.
A little too 9/11-ish, I think.
Yeah. Hey, the stuff that's happening inside dentist's office, no good. Maybe we'll find some more pleasant things happening out in nature. It's time for Nature Corner.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Wilton is so.
This is from WWTI in New York.
The titty.
Correct. Jefferson County woman rescues two bald eagles from drowning in the Black River.
Hell yeah.
Hell cool. Yes. All right.
Helping people is all a day's work as a first responder.
It's the whole day.
All a day's work.
Helping someone is always a day's work. Yeah.
Bring back sub editors.
All's work that's helping people.
Mm. All's work that's day long.
That's right. On May 21st, Shannon House from Teresa hiked with a friend on the Black River Trail in Great Bend.
Shannon House from Teresa.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Shannon House from Teresa, a day work.
That's right.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend. Her name's Shannon House.
House?
And where's she from?
You would know. She lives in Teresa. Yeah.
Huh.
Although House was on her day off from work at the Governor Rescue Squad and Indian River Ambulance Service, the hike led her to a once-in-a-lifetime rescue. Quote, I saw a little trail that I'd not gone on before, and I was like, it goes to a dam, House explained.
Side quest.
So I went down. I got out a little bit onto the dam and I saw something moving over on the other side. What House saw were two adult bald eagles who were drowning in the Black River.
glug, glug.
I was like, all right, I don't think they're getting out of there, she recounted. I love when someone's recounting a tale.
How'd they get in there? Do you think they were doing that thing where they death dive? They like link up and go, meow. You ever seen them do that?
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, like from...
You got to pull out, bro.
Like now, from... I don't know what movie it was, but it was a monologue from Sean William Scott. Is that Road Trip about two eagles having sex and going into a death dive?
Couldn't tell you.
Don't remember.
Okay. Sounds great, though.
Sounds cool.
Check out Road Trip, just in case it was that movie.
And if it wasn't, keep watching through the Sean William Scott filmography.
Yeah.
Goon, American Pie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bulletproof Monk.
It was, in fact, the 2008 movie Role Models with Paul Rudd.
Role Models. Thank you.
She contacted the Department of Environmental Conservation. However, an agent was unable to respond to the scene. House took matters into her own hands and took action immediately. She should have called the Sri Lanka hotline.
Yes.
Those people would have got there
immediately.
But she would have been like, I'm sorry, I lied. There's no Sri Lanka here, but I need you to help these eagles.
Also, very entertaining image to imagine two eagles just flapping about, actively drowning, and she's just like...
On the phone?
On hold.
Oh, hi.
Hang in there, guys.
Yes, how are you? I'm good, thanks. Yes, just wondering. Two eagles just go...
Oh, no, sorry, they've stopped. Okay, all right.
I was just calling up to ask, can bald eagles swim? Do you know if they could swim?
Oh, I better get out there.
Quote, I checked them out, grabbed and then brought them up onto the dam and pried their talons out of each other because they were sunken pretty deep with the way they curve.
Hey, hey,
guys.
You too.
Quit.
Knock it off.
We're
going to have to separate you because you're literally attached to each other. Quote, I had to lay them on their back. Otherwise, I wasn't going to be able to get the talons out. Once the eagle pair were free, the two jumped into the water where they washed off their wings. That could have gone very funny. Almost immediately. Thank you so much. Splash.
I must return.
Otherwise, the article is woman interrupts mutual suicide pact.
Yes.
You know? The birds eventually perched atop branches near the dam.
That's where you guys belong, not in the dam.
Yeah. You guys are up creatures, not down creatures.
And they're kind of over it now as well. Like they just spent like 10 minutes on the verge of death with their claws sunk into each other. And now they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Brother, respect. That's what
it's all
about.
Need a little rest.
That was fucking out of pocket for
us.
Yeah. Bro. We're like two of the John Wick guys.
I can't believe we just did that. We're so random.
We're crazy. Trees are kind of like continental grounds for eagles. They're not allowed to fight.
Right. Like a John Wick style?
Kind of John Wick rules. The dam is sort of like outside the continental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just eyeing each other off on the branch.
No,
and this lady
business.
Is sort of like the Winston.
Yes.
Of
yes.
this area.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Winston doesn't really go around dragging people into the continental, does he?
No. Bald eagles can oftentimes have aggressive tendencies. House explained that she has a friend who owns a bird of prey sanctuary where she has learned skills on how to approach these wild animals.
You're a really right person, right time kind
of. Yeah, I'd love to have bird of prey skills.
That's kind of dope though. Like I have a friend who's a power systems engineer and like I don't think I would be able to, I don't really understand how electricity works and I don't think I have any skills from that.
Yeah. I mean, this is because you haven't made time. Like we can go through that.
Yeah, you show me.
Sit down.
Have a
do the fundamentals.
Do the stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
House said in this case, it was all worth the risk because she saw the two eagles fly away. Quote, I knew the dangers, but I checked them out first to see how aggressive they would be. When I figured out they're not going to intentionally hurt me, I was like, all right. House expressed.
She did. How's she picking them up?
An ocular pat out of them first.
Yeah.
You won't hurt me, will you guys?
She assessed the situation.
They're allies now.
You wouldn't maul a lady wearing glasses, would you? quote, I probably would have still done it even if they were too aggressive. All I saw was they're in trouble, so I've got to help them. Now, this last sentence here, this is not a quote. This is just from the article, not from the lady. Strength, courage, and freedom. just like what the bald eagles symbolize.
Yes.
You are such an embarrassing fucking country.
So embarrassing.
This was like a cool story about a lady who was just like, these birds are dangerous, but they needed my help, so I just did it. And you have just ruined it.
The whole eagle thing is pretty cringe.
Yeah. And what with how things are over there, probably choose like a worse, like a nastier bird.
Yeah, like one of those vultures that shits the on its own legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one of those ones. Yeah.
Just like a nasty ass like a bird budgie. That sucks.
Yeah.
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 Hey, someone should buy that lady a beer.
Huh. Yes.
And you could perhaps do that in perhaps a hospitality venue. Well, check out what's happening in those in the intro to this episode and also in this segment, Hospitality Watch. It's time for Hospitality Watch.
Absolutely seamless.
Thank you very much. This is from WLWT in Ohio. The loot. Ohio Bar goes viral for its 30 and up only policy on weekends.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I immediately am pro this.
Yeah. Young people are stupid.
They're kind of annoying.
I remember when I was young, always seeing those signs for like 28 plus nights. That's a thing in Australia.
Yeah.
Or it used to be at least like over 28 nights. It's like
you've had 10 years of being in
clubs.
Yeah.
And I used to think, oh, that's over 28. Like you're basically dead. Like you might as well kill yourself at that
this
point.
This is your last hurrah, I guess, those nights before you lay down
and
die.
Now I'm like, I would pay a cover charge to not be around anyone younger than me.
Yeah.
At all. Yes.
Yeah. And they're hotter too. Like 30-year-old people are just hotter than
they are. It's true. Yeah. You don't know that when you're 20.
No. Yeah. You don't know that when you're 20, you still look like a child.
Yeah, you look
kind
like
full size clothes. You look
like
stupid.
Outfit is stupid.
Yeah. It's so stupid. Like
you know
whatever
you're
wearing, it's stupid.
You feel kind of nervous in public, like you're not quite, don't have the confidence of like an adult. And everyone around you can tell. It's actually very visible.
It's
you
really
look
obvious
nervous.
How uncomfortable you are in like in your own skin and your own body.
When, and it's
like,
making you greasy too, as well.
Oh, it's so greasy.
You're got to work on that grease.
Yeah.
Got to bring that grease down, brother.
Maybe just towel off. Maybe just like duck into the bathrooms and towel off some grease and then come back in.
Yeah. I've got a KFC wipe here that you could use real quick if you like.
Hell, take two.
I think the great thing about a 30 and up policy for this bar is for the staff, because they get to close up at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yes,
because we're all going home.
My bones hurt.
A bar in Ohio is going viral for its new minimum age requirement policy on weekends. Dunnerick's Pub, located in Groveport outside of Columbus, posted to its Facebook page earlier this month about its new age policy. The post said that starting that weekend, they will be changing to 30 and up on Friday and Saturday nights. No exceptions, the post read.
Well, let's see what happens when Benjamin Button shows up. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah.
How do you solve that one?
Don't confuse him.
Probably just with the ID, right?
That one's not in the rule book.
Does he? Yeah, I guess he's got an ID, but is anyone believing it, you know? Also, what photo is on Benjamin Button's ID?
Like, it's a picture of a baby on the ID that says, like, 80 years old or whatever?
Does the movie explain these details?
No, haven't seen it.
He gets more baby as he goes.
I understand that.
More baby
that.
As he goes. So, so he's going to have an ID when he turns 18 or whatever.
Which means
gonna
he looks
have a real...
like he's like 60 or 70.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think it's actually going to be a problem, because he's going to show up at the age of maybe even 15 and they're going to be like, come on in. You are definitely over 30.
I've really overthought this.
I mean,
you are an old man, they'll say.
Unless he's going to one of Queensland's safe night out precincts in a venue that's open until after 1 a.m. and they have compulsory ID scanning, even if you are visibly well over 18. Yeah. He'd still get tripped up by that.
Uh-oh.
Unless he goes to the casino, which is inside the safe night precinct and does
but
trade after 1 a.m., but they're exempt because...
Yeah.
Well, it's casino.
Because
it's the casino. It's
you don't want to be...
Different rules.
Do you want someone who was going to go into the casino after 1 a.m. to not go in there?
Yeah.
You don't want them to miss out on some really positive experience that we're going to have in the casino at 2 a.m.
It could be the night that changes their life.
Yes.
Keep digging.
This is the one
diamonds are just one strike away.
It's when everyone else goes home, that's when all the luck is there in the casino to be snapped up. Mm. You know,
that's right.
When you're there and it's busy, the luck has to be shared out equally.
Yeah.
Stay till 3, 4 a.m. when it gets real quiet.
No one's checking.
Smell that luck. It's there for you.
And like if your wife was mad at you for not being home by 3 a.m., mm-hmm. she's not going to be that much mad at you for not being home by 5 a.m.
Yeah, but she's given up. She's gone to sleep.
Less mad is coming home with $100,000.
Yeah, yes. 100 large in a sack.
Yes.
Honey, will you just say yesterday you wanted 100 large in a sack? Because check this out.
I know you kind of... You're sort of saying you were mad because I didn't come home last night. Mm-hmm. But what if I showed you 100 large?
Yeah. What if I told you I was working the craps tables real hard and it paid off? Like hard work always does.
Mm. Joke's on you, babe. 3,000th time's the charm.
Yeah. Daddy just needed the time to shine.
What's that? You've already moved back in with your sister in Yandina.
Huh.
Ah. Well...
Just more money 100 sack for large.
Back to the casino.
Back to the casino.
Since it was posted on May 1st, the post has received hundreds of comments and shares. Some of the comments are in support of the policy change and others against the change.
Yeah,
the
owners... you know who's against it. Some underage worms. Yeah. And by underage, I mean under 30.
Or over 30s who want to be around under 30s, which is...
Yeah, like, which is fucked up. Fucked
morons and perverts. So I update my...
Perverts over 30, morons under 30. It's pretty clear cut.
Yeah. Also, again, I have to raise the bar on going viral is not 100s of comments.
Yeah.
It is like 100,000 comments.
In Ohio it is. I think it's an economy of scale.
I think, going viral is a global thing now.
Ohio viral, yeah.
You went Ohio?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Post local, go viral global.
Donna Rick's pub.
So.
What? What?
What?
Post Ohio roll, go globo viral.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
We're always saying it, folks.
Post Ohio roll, go globo viral.
The owners did not detail in the post what prompted the change. Hey, I'm going to tell you for free. It's what people under 30 are like.
It's just their general like vibe, I think.
Yeah. They talk louder on purpose because they think what they have to say is interesting.
They really do.
Yeah.
Especially young men.
Yeah. And that's the thing that they don't realize that they're doing is cringe and like gives an air of insecurity.
Yeah.
Like you can tell that they're talking loudly to to impress the other people in their group.
Like they just watched like a Kurosawa movie for the first time and they think that's kind of quirky for someone to do because it's not like a superhero movie. So they're talking really loudly about Kagemusha, hoping that someone will turn around and be like, holy fuck, that 24-year-old has watched Kagemusha. That's amazing.
You know the classics of cinema?
You don't watch Pavlov on your phone like everyone else.
This is important, though. Don't embarrass them for that because you do want people to watch the classics of cinema. That's
encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just turn around, tap them on the shoulder, whisper. You know the end of Lost in Translation where he whispers a reassuring message into her ear?
I was just thinking about that.
That's what he did. Yeah. And that's what you should do. He was like, hey, I'm proud of you for watching Kagemusha.
Don't turn around and say, I remember watching my first Kurosawa.
Yeah.
Which Kurosawa do you mean? So listing off all your favorites.
Yeah, also Kurosawa's not really the meta at the moment.
Mm.
You got to go
Stalker.
Andrei Tartakovsky?
Tarkovsky, that's right.
Yeah. Tarkovsky. That's a whole different guy altogether. Also, don't make fun of a 24-year-old in the bar if you're like my age, because they will beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, also don't make fun of them. I think that's just like a fair, like, I mean, unless you're recording a podcast and you want some like easy, cheap shots at shit
but
that
like,
you're
physically,
embarrassed
they're not
about.
Listening, it's fine.
Their constitution is so strong, dude.
Oh my God, they'll bounce back from anything.
Like,
like every, you know... In movies where like someone punches like the big kind of like brawler goon type, like right in the guts and he doesn't react and then the protagonist sort of shakes his hand because it hurts a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what happens if you punch a 24-year-old. They just look at you and they shake their heads.
Anyway, I'm not going to hear what any 24-year-old is saying about Kurosawa movies.
because I'm going to be down at Donnerick's.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Donnerick's having a nice
Friday,
night.
Saturday.
Oh, Donnerick's after the big game.
We're going to have music at an appropriate level. Mm-hmm. We're all just going to be talking. Sure, we'll have a few big belly laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends crack me up, but you know, we'll be tasteful about it.
And I've got money to buy the most delicious wine.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not the cheapest on the menu.
Hey, guy at Donnerick's, give me the second from the other end of your wine list, please. Not the most expensive one. I'm not fucking insane. Second most expensive red, please.
Very I'll have the medium most expensive wine you have.
Mr. 75th quartile. I appreciate that.
Oh, there's $130, huh? I have to shit. Goodbye. I have to shit outside in my car. Goodbye.
God, I love a drinking venue, though, where the music is quiet enough. That's so good to me. When I can hear what people are saying.
Yeah.
Because I am partially deaf, folks. Mm, yeah, you turn that music up and it is over for me. I am smiling politely at everyone for the rest of the evening.
I don't want to try and cross the streams too much. I don't want to seem like this is a conflict of interest or whatever, but I'm saying that I'm largely in control of the volume level at the Scratch Bar Milton and I have some sensory issues.
Mm.
Okay? You want a nice quiet place to have a couple of beers? Probably don't go on a Friday night or a Saturday night, but every other night of the week, come on in. Probably not Monday nights. But any other night of the week.
Every other time, it's autism hour at the Scratch Bar, you know?
Hey, if I was in there and the music was too loud and I didn't want to be there, that would be a crime. We explore crimes in Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You are in direct violation of Penal Code Black 13, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
This comes to us from WMUR in New Hampshire.
The Muir.
Yeah.
A man accused of trashing New Hampshire store, returning and driving through front doors.
Okay.
A New Hampshire man was arrested twice within 3 hours, accused of damaging a store and then driving a car through the building's front doors.
Arrested twice within 3 hours is some cool speed running shit.
Yeah, I didn't really, I guess I don't understand the ins and outs of getting arrested. I just kind of thought that it wasn't like GTA rules, that guy just reset from the police station minus a little bit of money or whatever. Lancaster police said surveillance video shows Richard Ruddy, 35.
Cool name.
His name is Dick Ruddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
damaging the Big Apple store. This business is our only 24-hour business in town, and with the holiday weekend, they're going to lose a lot of money, said Police Chief Jonathan Woodworth.
Is it like a Big Apple?
I think it's like a...
Or like an Apple store.
It's like a gas station called Big Apple.
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
Not like an Apple store.
Okay, not in New York.
No geniuses were run over with a car. That sucks.
Police said surveillance video shows Ruddy talking to a cashier at the store at about 10 p.m. Thursday before he started throwing items and pushing over shelves. Quote, we're not sure what caused him to have the reaction that he did, Woodworth said. Anything he could grab, he was throwing. He made a very large mess.
That's a really funny thing to do.
Yeah. Like, what did the guy say to him? Like, I don't want to, you know, obviously this guy's had a very bad day at work, but like, what did he do to set him off?
Just threw some shit all over the convenience store. That What's sounds new- really fun.
Yeah.
What's New Hampshire's NFL team? Have they got one of those? Who are they? The New England Patriots?
Is that Patriots? Is it just the Patriots?
Yeah. Guy probably said some shit about Tom Brady. Mm.
He
play for the Patriots?
No, he doesn't.
All right. I don't know where I got that idea from.
This is what,
He did.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I'm enjoying imagining this is what Anton Chigurh was like really call it.
Other guy's like, oh no, I'm fine. He's like, oh, idiot, shut up. starts throwing cigarettes at him. You suck.
And the police just like momentarily contain the evil. And he's like, I'm just going back to do it again. Go straight back there.
If you let me out of here, I swear to God.
Yeah, man's got to have a code. I'm going to hop in that car.
Anton Chigurh with no composure is such a great character. He's really annoyed.
I said, stop, pick a side.
Give me the money. Where's the money?
Stand still. Trying to kill you with a cattle gun.
Don't.
Stop moving.
Where's the airport?
Hey,
there's chickens out of there.
Your husband was so annoying. Now I have to kill you.
Bratty Anton Chigurh.
Crybaby Chigurh.
You're in so much trouble right now. Oh my God.
Ben, I was just trying to figure out the nature of the Big Apple store. Mm-hmm. And apart from the fact that there is a video of the man driving his car through the store, pretty cool. The Big Apple store in Lancaster has 2 reviews on Yelp. It has 1.5 stars out of 5.
Rough.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
maybe they had it coming.
Maybe.
Review number 1 by Zen F. It's 2 stars out of 5. After Shaw's closes, you know, around 4 in the afternoon, this place might still be open, at least for 24 minutes. This place has since been turning into an Irving with an Amato's inside.
Yeah.
Totally.
Seeing it more and more.
Absolutely.
I haven't tried Amato's yet. Am I missing out? But go here if you're desperate and want to avoid the rednecks at Jiffy Mart.
Oh my God.
So this guy is implying that the Big Apple store where a guy was hurling cigarettes at the cashier and then drove his car through the windows is less redneck than Jiffy Mart.
The Jiffy Mart, but it's kind of like an Irving's with an Amaro's inside.
Yeah.
And I understand all of these phrases.
Yeah, you are American, right?
You know what it's
like. You're part American?
You know what it's like when your Big Apple turns into an Irving with an Amato's inside.
It's kind of got a Wawa vibe to it.
Yeah. This is giving Piggly Wiggly.
It's giving Piggly Wiggly.
But with a Stinkies. No, not Stinkies. What's the one?
It's kind of got a Publix
that's got
vibe.
The skunk as the logo. It can't be Stinkies. That's Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Stinker Stores, I think it's called.
Don't name your store. Pro tip. Don't name your store Stinkers. I don't like that.
Roddy was released on bail with specific conditions that he not return to the Big Apple store. Mm-hmm. But police said that after Roddy was released Thursday night, he returned to the store. Woodworth said police spotted him near the gas pumps, but when they approached, he drove through the doors of the store.
This is just like when I try and separate my toddlers. Yeah. Or like, I don't know, is Finn a toddler anymore? Not anymore, right? He's a small child.
He's a toddling.
But I'm
when does it stop?
I don't know. But
I think when the walk doesn't look precarious, stopped toddling.
Yeah. So he's like pulling a toy away from Noah. And I'm like, okay, this is like the 5th time. I'm going to pick you up and take you from another room. And his legs are already doing like the cartoon spinny thing, waiting for me to put him down on the ground and just like rock it back. Like, what are you going to do when I put you down? I will go and hurt Noah. Okay, well, see, buddy, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's I need you not to. I will.
Feel like we're coming at this from different angles here.
I like that he has evil intent, but no guile.
No guile whatsoever. Just like, here's what's going to happen. You're going to hit two hits. Me hitting the floor and then me hitting my brother.
Do you think he's got future henchman vibes, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
No guile to be the lieutenant or perhaps the leader of the crew.
I mean, he could be a future Anton Chigurh. I mean, this is...
Come here. Stop running away.
Quote, unfortunately, it's the holiday weekend and this store is going to be closed for quite a few days, Woodworth said. Ruddy was arrested again and he was ordered to be held under preventative detention. Quote, as long as he's being held, I can say he's no danger to society.
Yeah,
or
as soon as he gets out, though.
Quote, everyone is safe from this individual as long as he's being held.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't
Why
say that.
Why are you stressing this so much?
Yeah, as long as we never let him go.
As long as this guy's locked up forever, everybody's safe from him. Don't worry about it. You're being really fucking weird, man.
I'm also not going to feel sorry for like an enormous store being shut for a few days.
Yeah. I think the Big Apple store is going to get along just fine.
Yeah, unless it's already having financial problems, in which case it's probably the final nail in its coffin.
It might be.
Oh, I mean, on the holiday weekend?
Yeah, on the holiday
weekend.
They
would have sold so many no-dos packets and beers.
Yeah.
What holiday was it, do you think?
Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
One of the big grilling holidays.
Get your no-dos and your natty lights. You know?
Yeah. I'll have 40 of each. Mm. Of them right now. Hey, the person that was inside, pretty lucky to be alive when that car crashed through the front doors. And we look at stories of people being lucky in Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
This is from the Associated Press. A self-inflicted hit of pepper spray drives off an attacking grizzly at Grand Teton National Park.
Huh.
Hmm. Now, there's just enough semantic ambiguity there to
That's
wet
right.
one whistle.
A grizzly that accidentally inflicted itself with a burst of pepper spray while attacking a hiker in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park won't be captured or killed because it may have been trying to protect a cub.
Yeah, they don't know as well. They don't understand. They can't read the label.
Yeah.
We should let this bear have a second crack at this because this is clearly not fair.
Yeah. You should have brought a gun in your pocket.
Yeah.
That bear would be gone.
While mauling a hiker on Signal Mountain.
I was just minding my own business.
Passive voice.
I was mauling a hiker.
Meanwhile.
It's not like, you don't passively maul someone so that you can do another activity while you're doing it. It's not like one hand mauling, one hand doing something else.
Mauling is
playing
the main
Nintendo
show.
Switch.
Yeah, that's right. Playing Balatro.
Yeah.
You'd only have to tweak this story a little to make it seem like it was written by the Bear News.
By the Bear, yeah.
Yeah, like the bear was just successfully mauling a guy when something went wrong.
One unlucky grizzly bear was having a pleasant afternoon mauling a man on Signal Mountain.
Just having lunch. I was just having lunch, minding my own business, and then bang, this taste.
Oh. You never think it's going to happen to you.
Yeah. It's worse than you could expect, yeah.
Just watch out. Warning to all, some lunches can be booby-trapped.
It just goes to show that even in the contest between grizzly bear and man, nothing is certain. Mm. The grizzly bit into the man's can of bear repellent, and it was hit with a burst of it, causing the animal to flee.
All right, I got a question for the guy who was carrying the bear mace with him, being mauled by a bear.
Yeah.
And it was the bear who thought to use it first.
Yes.
My impression is he bit it when he was trying to bite the guy. It's like getting saved from a bullet with a Bible in your pocket.
It's a bear. Well, that's
Yeah. If it was a werebear, you'd probably want to pack the Bible.
Yeah, you should have. I don't think Bibles have any power over were creatures.
All right, make the container out of silver.
No, I think if you're the werewolf, you want to have the Bible in your pocket because that stops the silver bullet that might be coming at you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so if you're a hiker, carry the bear mace. If you're a werewolf in the woods, carry your Bible.
Or if you're a person you're going to become a werewolf. I don't know. Do they keep? They probably don't keep the clothes.
No,
so
you're
going
to need a shirt that like stretches out to fit your like werewolf torso.
You want to store it in like your asshole or your pussy probably because like all your clothes are coming up, your pockets are coming
pussy?
Up. Your wolf pussy.
Put your bulletproof Bible right up your werewolf pussy.
Yep. Your wussy. Yeah. I Yeah, the problem is that anytime that you do see a werewolf depicted with any clothing on, it's pants, you know, or it's perhaps perhaps the jeans are now frayed below the knees.
Yeah, he's usually keeping his pants, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you guys are all sort of picturing. Actually, they don't keep the pants. So I was
thinking about Twilight, weren't you?
Yeah, because they're all wearing cut-off jeans. Yes. Except they don't keep the cut-off jeans. And also, those aren't werewolves, okay? They just turn into wolves. They're lycanthropes. Well, I don't know.
Isn't that a werewolf? Isn't that what a werewolf is?
She's like stressed that they're not werewolves.
That's fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, they're not good books.
Okay.
The movies, though. Oof.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Really. You never see them.
This comes from the Oxford Dictionary. Oxford Dictionary, lycanthrope, noun, definition, a werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Shut up, Stephanie Meyer.
Yeah. Bitch.
You Mormon freak. Or is she Seventh Day Adventist?
I'm just looking at a Google image search for werewolf here, and it's pretty much exclusively nude and pants. Although this one has what seems to be kind of a toga. That's pretty cool. Aww.
But yeah, loose fitting. That's not going to burst. You never see them. You never see them fucking Winnie the Poohing.
True.
Mm. Shirt on. Shirt all the way off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's maybe start like thinking about what kinds of shirts werewolves could be wearing, okay, folks?
Yeah.
The 35-year-old Massachusetts man who pretended to be dead while he was being bitten made it to safety and spent Sunday night in the hospital.
Is that a move?
Yeah, I think that's the move for like, I'm obviously not in like North American wilderness often. So I feel like I have a vague idea of what you're meant to do with some animals, but I don't know which animals those practices belong to.
You appear big, right? And you yell, hey, bear. Like,
yeah.
He's hey, timid, bear. Right?
Some of them you go, huge.
I'm the big guy.
But that enrages some of them.
Well, here's the rhyme. Here's the rhyme. If it's brown, just lay down. If it's black, fight back. If it's white, good night. Because a polar bear is just going to kill you.
Just going to kill you. Just going to absolutely fucking devastate you. What do you do if it's a bobcat? I think that's big. Mountain lions and bobcats, you go, I'm huge.
Yeah. Okay. Instant kill in Red Dead Redemption. So, got to be wary.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying when you hear that.
And if you're like hiking the Appalachian Trail or whatever, and this is the last thing you hear before a mountain lion attack, and it turns out they're actually one of the lie down and be passive ones, and you've died because the first thought that popped in your head was, I'm going to make myself really big, and then it attacked you.
We're sorry.
I don't think you could be listening to this part.
Yeah.
I don't really know how
that you might be dying listening to this. You might have your headphones in as you lay dying.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hey. Good night. Hey, we're all with you. You're not dying alone.
Yeah, we're with you.
As these sounds fade away into nothing, like your consciousness, we're with you, and we look at your life and we accept it for what it was. Mistakes, regrets, it was a beautiful ride.
That thing you did, we forgive you.
We forgive you. You tried your best.
And now it's
you never
over.
Tried to hurt anyone on purpose, and if you did, it was from your own pain. Hey, go gently.
10 years later, Werner Herzog is listening to the tapes of you dying with Bunta Vista in the background.
We actually managed to restore some audio that was very quiet.
Nobody may ever hear this.
Because that podcast sucks.
It's so bad.
It's not very funny, so I didn't want people to hear it. Speaking to rangers afterward, the man said he came across a small bear that ran away from him. As he reached for his bear repellent, he saw a larger bear charging at him in his periphery vision.
Yeah.
Oh, that bear was very small. Uh-oh. Looks like my day is going to be uninterrupted and fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, no! He had no time to use his bear spray before falling to the ground with fingers laced behind his neck and one finger holding the spray canister. Keep that thing on you.
Keep that thing on you.
Keep one finger in the bear spray at all times. Gotta keep safe.
Yeah.
The bear bit him several times before biting into the can of pepper spray, which burst and drove the bears away. It probably wasn't good for him either.
I mean, like,
he's having a bad time.
You know. Is it his head, right?
Did you at least leave him something? Flap of skin.
Did you leave him like a bit of face? This man, hey. Leave this guy a little bit of face. Come on.
I mean, well, you both come away winners.
Yeah. Everyone gets to save a little bit of face. Especially this guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking in the sense of...
Okay, a little bit of his face. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The man got to an area with cell phone coverage and called for help. A helicopter and then an ambulance evacuated him to a nearby hospital. Investigators suspect from the man's description that the smaller bear he saw was an older cub belonging to the female grizzly that attacked. Mother bears aggressively defend their offspring and remain with them for 2 to 3 years after birth.
Aww.
Yeah.
Park officials didn't release the victim's name. He is expected to make a full recovery.
That's good. Sick. Kind of beat him that bad.
They don't say, like, how much of his face he gets to keep, though.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit disappointing. That man almost died from being attacked by a bear, which is not the sort of kind of, let's not say funny death, but freakish death that we would explore in the Ripping Report. Here are some deaths that we would explore in the Ripping Report. In the Ripping Report.
I'm itching for another edition of the Ripping Report.
A United States Air Force flight instructor died from his injuries after, quote, the ejection seat of the T-6A Texan II aircraft he was in activated during ground operations.
Oh. Did you just get, like, blasted into the ceiling or into the air?
You got goosed on the ground?
He got goosed. I think, I don't know, they didn't say whether it was just that, ground like, goosed. If it went off while he was in a shed, bad vibes.
Well, you need far enough to come for the parachute to deploy.
Which just won't happen if you
launch him from the ground.
Yeah. I don't think that's...
You need the ground plus a little bit more, I think. A
bit more than ground.
Ground
plus.
And then some.
Ground and then some.
Yeah.
That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah. That's what they teach you at Flight Academy.
Mm. Ground in a bit.
Number one.
If you're in the sky, ejects your guy. If you're on the ground, just hop out.
And if you see a polar bear, you're fucking dead.
You're dead.
You are dead. Will not survive.
Goodbye.
Please enjoy God's warm embrace. You have been freed from samsara. The cycle is broken.
You don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah. That's one less thing to think about. A 51-year-old rancher in Colorado and 34 of his cattle were killed when they were struck by lightning while he was feeding them from a trailer.
Oh my God.
They all got struck by lightning?
Well, I reckon they got them with the chain lightning.
Chain
effect,
lightning?
Right?
They got chain lightened, except he was feeding 100 cattle.
Mm-hmm. So perfect, like, little circle taken out of the middle of the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently, because there were witnesses, this guy's like...
Oh, shit.
Mother and father-in-law, I think the story said, were watching when this happened.
Oh, my God.
They said that it knocked everyone over, like all of the cattle and that guy. And then, 34 cattle and that guy didn't get up.
Didn't
and the rest
up.
Of them just stood up and were like, whoa.
Damn.
Weird.
He got raptured.
That
I think
was
he got
weird.
Raptured.
I don't understand.
What just happened is beyond my ken.
I will not try to understand this. It is not for me to know.
I don't want to sound insensitive.
Where is my dinner now?
I like grass.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but I would be so mad if I was there and saw that and didn't film it.
Yeah. That could have gone huge on, like, World Star.
Oh,
yeah.
if you knew it was going
to
happen.
Build your life back up.
Fail army.
If you sell that to Viral Hog. You would get your phone out and put it on slow-mo beforehand. Because that would
epic.
Look cool as fuck.
I'm doing a boomerang on that shit.
lightning goes back in. Lightning comes back out.
Just imagining this, like a 60-year-old Colorado rancher going, World Star, this is going on World Star, in the background while they're getting fried. And that concludes the Ripping Report and also this episode of the podcast, Punta Vista.
Yeah.
Gone too soon.
very much for joining us here behind the paywall.
R.I.P. to you.
If you've run into a white bear.
Yeah.
I hope your rest is long and peaceful.
If this hasn't, if you haven't finished dying yet from your mountain lion attack, we see you.
Yeah.
Mm. We see. We're not going to stay with you. Like, this is kind of done.
We're
going to
finish
us.
Up
like,
soon.
We've kind of got other stuff to do. Like,
yes.
I'm going out to like the pub
in a way,
and got other stuff to do.
We're talking metaphorically in that the world will go on without you. Parts of you will be carried in memory and in the consequences of your actions, but the world will go on without you. And also, we have to go. Mm.
We have
other stuff to do.
I'll be honest, I'm
really
never going to think
you.
About you again.
Yes.
Ever again.
I don't know which listener you were.
I'm sort of hungry.
Mm. Yeah. We don't have, there's no sort of feedback mechanism through RSS to tell us that you got attacked by a mountain lion while you were listening to this episode.
Yeah, or preferably that you are currently getting attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Not that you would hear this due to the delay.
The mountain lion.
So, you know,
lion.
Whatever. Yeah.
All I can say is I hope that it takes a while for your family to, like, cancel your credit card.
Yes.
And your subscription just kind of keeps ticking. Because, hey.
Because that's a gift that keeps going.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Don't need
That's
money
how
where
you
you're
keep
going,
living. You know? You are still alive while your credit card is paying us $5 a month.
You can't take
yes.
your Patreon subs with you.
No, but we can take that money and spend it on records and rent.
How about this? When you die and you become one with the universe, you return back to, you know, the atoms and particles of nature. You're just at one with everything. You can hear the episodes if you want. And if you do that without paying us, you're kind of stealing.
True. Mm.
So I think it makes the most sense
if
to
you
just
are in
leave
the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Listening to Bunta Vista, you are stealing from
Keep
us.
You owe us
posthumously.
You're stealing from beyond the grave. It's a little ghoulish. Don't you want to be doing something nicer than that? Mm.
Put Bunta Vista in your will.
Yes. If your parents get a letter from the bank that says, oh, we're so sad about your loss, we're going to close all these accounts, it's very important that you haunt your parents.
Yes.
Please haunt your parents and say,
Bunta Vista. Subscription with Patreon.com.
It doesn't matter if you listen to it, you probably wouldn't like it.
It's
one
kind
of each
weird,
of my cousins.
Maybe try a couple of the ones people say are the good ones.
I'm still listening to it up there, and I don't want Jesus getting judgy.
Maybe skip the intro for the first couple.
That's all you got to do. Be reasonable.
You're probably dead by now at this point. Thanks for listening to everyone that survived. BuntaVista.com/live. That is 2.5 weeks away. Really, I'm getting so stoked. It's becoming more and more real every day that we're actually finally doing it and how many people are going to be there.
Not for
it's
me.
Scary.
I keep forgetting about it. So it's going to cut. It's going to hit me all at once.
Yeah. It's going to hit you when you're like on stage. And then you have to, you know, we've done about 700 of these. And we've done them sort of just as a conversation between friends where it doesn't really matter if we flub something or if something doesn't land because it'll get cleaned up in the edit. And there's really no pressure. It's just like talking to some people that you know and love with no pressure whatsoever. But once you get on that stage, there's 200 people staring at you and they're
Everyone's
waiting for you to say something
at
funny.
You, and they're like, is that what he looks like when he talks? That's that kind
is
of his
gonna,
like, expression?
He's going to do one of his jokes soon. Maybe next one will be something funny. That'd be fun though. It'd be great. BuntaVista.com/live. Until the live show, stay safe so you can make it to the live show. We will see you then. And if not, you can hear our voices as your consciousness slowly winks out. Scream at mountain lions.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Choice but rest, so I fell asleep softly, the edge of a